Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller, and I'm recording on Monday, the 19th of October at 10:45 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Well, a quiet day in here today. And just to run through some of the developments here in Japan, down between three quarters to nearly 9/10 of a percentage point. Hong Kong up the smallest of fractions, Shanghai composite down a tiny bit, and Shenzhen, Taiwan, South Korea, India, all a little bit higher. Interestingly, meant to mention India here, when China is out of favor, India tends to be firmer overall, and we've certainly seen that in recent weeks, back well above its 200-day moving average, which is turning upwards once again. But when China is really performing, then India tends to take a little bit of a back seat. I guess that makes sense. You got these two very large and important countries here in the Asia Pacific region, and so investors know they want to be in at least one of them, and they're probably in both. But they may adjust the weightings on how the markets are actually performing. Elsewhere in Asia, quiet. Indonesia, though, a little better here, up just over 1%. And then looking at the European markets, slightly mixed, although most of them, well, more of them closed a little bit higher in here today. And that's coming off some softness that we saw this morning, really pre-opening and shortly after the opening. Now, today, biggest gain, and this is unusual, and it's only up not quite 6/10 of a percentage point, is Germany, the German DAX index. Euro stocks 50 up slightly, same with France, and Sweden, Netherlands, Italy, all up about a third of a percentage point on the day. Wall Street, which had been to the minus side, certainly pre-market, and traded at a small loss for most of the day, and then firmed up right at the close, but negligible gains, half of a well, a third. Put it this way: a third of a percentage point for the Nasdaq index, and less than a tenth of a percent gain on the Dow and the S&P 500. So again, very quiet, but it is impressive nevertheless, seeing Wall Street not only hold but marginally extend those strong gains that we've seen over the previous 3 weeks. And Brazil and Mexico both ended a little bit higher despite softness in the commodity sector, which was a drag on Canada, pulled it down just over half a percentage point. Now, looking elsewhere, the U.S. bond market, you would have thought, or I would have thought, I should say, that given what we've seen following previous rallies, that those bond yields, U.S. 10-year Treasury bond yields, would push somewhat higher. They've done very little to the upside, and we're actually down today, 2.02% for the U.S. 10-year. So that's not reflecting any strong outlook in terms of GDP growth, and it's certainly not discounting inflation pressures. And as I was saying last week, though, that the clear evidence of inflation pressures picking up would come first, I feel, from the commodity markets. But not in here today. Commodities have had a good run to the upside over the last 3 weeks. Top performers here overall during that period, and same with commodity shares. But not today. For instance, crude oil down $1.57 for the Brent. That's at 48.89. And the WTI, the U.S. contract, that's at 45.89, down $1.37. The dollar index was a little firmer in here today, up 375.375, and that's taken the index back up to 94.92. But it still has those lower rally highs, but it is still within this broad trading range, which I've described as a very lengthy consolidation, and which I wouldn't be at all surprised to see continue throughout the end of this year and possibly well beyond before we get another leg upwards in the U.S. dollars, what I feel will be a secular bull market, but a very gradual secular bull market, mostly lengthy ranging periods. And then another step up. Elsewhere, precious metals weakened in here today, with that dollar a little bit firmer. And precious metals have had a good run over the last fortnight or so. But today, palladium down over $11, $6.88. Silver down 27 cents, brings it back to $15.84. We have platinum down $9.1014, and gold bullion at very quiet here, $1,170 and change. Now, we have short-term overbought indicators on these precious metals, so it would be hardly surprising now to see a pullback. But the chances are quite good that the lows for the downward cycle are in. That is also the case, I think, for crude oil and industrial commodities and most of the agricultural commodities as well. But again, a little bit of retreat in here today, and the CCI, that cumulative commodity, continuous commodity index, is a little bit lower in here today as well. Grains and beans also softer here today. And that's pretty much it on Monday, a quiet day. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.